passion and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 2 Podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Number 2 begins on a Friday afternoon. Welcome back. The Mark Pope hiring at UK has been the topic of the day. There are other things going on. We'll preview some of the spring games as we've been doing all week. They are tomorrow, and we'll go down to Florida a little bit later on. Let's check in with Scott in Arkansas. Hey, Scott.
Hey, Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
Never heard of Mr. Pope before. I'm not a huge basketball fan. I tend to start watching toward the NCAA tournament. I want to talk about Calipari and what he can or cannot do at Arkansas. And I have just a little piece of advice for him. The one-and-done thing, Paul, I've never liked that. You know why Creighton and Villanova get into the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight? It's because they play seniors, not 18-year-olds.
You're right.
Okay. Since I got that out of the way, I got another thing I want to add. A lot of the older callers I've noticed lately have called in to talk about just the show itself. I was sitting home one dreary day in about 2013 or 14. Football, I had a severe football hangover. And here comes Phyllis. Here comes I-Man. Here comes Squirrel. Here comes the Legend. And here comes he whose name shall not be mentioned because he don't speak about sports. And I fell in love with it, and I have been ever since. Even one of your guys tried to get me a job, and we just hooked up on Twitter, you know, just talking back and forth. And just so he knows, I'm back at a steel mill now. I'm very happy. But I love your show, and I can't wait to see more. Your callers are what I love. And by the way, tell Chris Doering I love him too. Last year sometime I called into the Marty and McGee show and Doring had lost a bet and had dressed up like a clown and had to all day.
Right.
And I called in and kicked him right in the nads and he took it like a champ.
He's used to
it. Thank you for taking my call, Paul.
Thank you very much. Great to hear from you. Susie is up next in Georgia. Hey, Susie.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for taking my call today. First, I have two things. First, I just want to say, Larry, I am missing Larry desperately. I am endeared to you, Larry. You and I share the same age you gave for your country and came home and weren't appreciated. I lost my cousin in Nam. He came home, but in a box. And I just miss you, and I hope you'll come back. You're just very special. All right, Paul, I'm probably going to blush as I'm eating. I'm driving, and so I'm usually just sitting in my house, watching TV. Well, I almost ran off the road when there was a commercial, and I don't know you know the commercials, but, hey, we women out there, we can go to pinkcherry.com, and we can order some things to make our man happy. Well, that wasn't enough.
Hey, Susie,
right
a quick question. We are... The only thing we get here is the television feed, so we don't hear the radio feed. But
I know that.
Could I ask you a personal favor? Could you get that number and email it to me?
Absolutely. And
you
then I've got a number for your wife, for there's something to make her even happier if she's in pain. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I just hope she wasn't voicing the commercial. That's all.
How weird would that be if you're driving down
the street one day and you hear one of these type of commercials and it turns out that that's actually your wife doing the commercial. And so this is a real person here who's having a problem.
Is having a problem, but the name of the...
So what's the name of this thing again?
It's called pinkcherry.com.
Pink Cherry.
I just
went to the site. Oh, my goodness.
Want to make your man
happy? I want to know why I-Man is on the pinkcherry.com site right now. Well, Susie, you heard me tell the story a couple of days ago about the Archbishop hearing a commercial like that for. I mean, I am not really that privy to what happens on radio, but I also worked at a radio station for a long time, and one thing about radio people, they, when it comes to making money, they check their integrity at the door.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Well, I hope I didn't make you blush. I
you
was
did.
Blushing.
You did, and it felt good.
Yeah.
PinkCherry.com. It's Friday. Get your I better be careful. Dominic may be listening. I don't want to give him any ideas.
That's true.
Thanks for the call. Did we need that on a Friday afternoon? I guess we did. Pink, you'll hear me a couple weeks from now. Hey, Paul Feinbaum here for PinkCherry.com. Mother's Day is around the corner. You'll have the happiest mom on your block. Matt is up next in San Antonio.
Hey, how you doing? I know it's your off the weekend. How'd your weekend go, Paul? Did you kick back, relax on the chair, watch the TV?
Matter of fact, I didn't. I had to. I ended up doing a lot of things. I'll tell you about it off the air, Matt. I had a busy weekend.
Okay, that's fine. Well, I want to talk about A&M football and a question I want to ask about our football team. They said Connor Wittman's foot is still not quite healed yet. There's a possibility the other two quarterbacks might take his job. I don't believe he really has too much experience. But what is your opinion? If he's still hurt in his foot, could they take his job? Before you answer that, Paul, I want to know if you can give Legend, Iman, Augie my phone number. Look, I'm not sad that Larry's gone. He's a drunken idiot. But the point is, they'll always give you like my family.
You just called Larry a drunken idiot?
Yeah, he's always drunk when he calls the show.
I was thinking a thick pack of beer.
Okay, Larry, I really don't care.
Wow.
So they're more like my brothers, just like you all, Paul. And I appreciate everything you have done for me in my life, even being there for me when I'm down and depressed. And you're always going to be family to me too, Paul. And I got a question that might not have to do with football.
Okay.
Somebody once said that you were a bad boy as a reporter, as a writer. Is that true, Paul?
I had a certain reputation, Matt.
Okay, I just want to know, you like my brother and you know more about you, man. Well, How do you feel about, you think Connor Wittman's going to lose his job as a starting quarterback if that's the case?
No, he might I really don't. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Let me ask Ryan, who is in College Station. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Paul. No impressions today, buddy. How's it going?
Very well.
So this Arkansas move, you know, Calipari's taking over there. I looked at it. Took a step back and looked again and go, it looks a lot like Jimbo Fisher leaving FSU to come to A&M. I don't think it's going to work out. I feel sorry for the Arkansas fans that are getting their hopes up because I think his best days are behind him. I know it's a storied program, but there's not a Clinton in the White House right now. This is not 1994. I don't think this is going to work out. How do you see those as a comparison? What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, I've had a lot of people try to come up with a crossover to college football, and a friend of mine, this was not my idea, but somebody said, well, it sounds a little bit like maybe Dabo Swinney going somewhere else. And
right.
Dabo Swinney has two national championships, but no reasonably intelligent college football fan thinks he's ever going to do it again.
No, and Dabo's in the same boat. It's not a money grab for Dabo. It's not a money grab for Cal. If Cal wanted money, he'd stay where he's at.
Oh, no, he didn't need the money.
He took about a $4 million
pay cut. Can you imagine how
– Exactly.
I mean, wouldn't all of us like to take a $4 million pay cut?
I think it comes down to expectations, and I think the expectations in Lexington are different than they are in Arkansas.
Sure, they are.
I think that's the difference whenever you get to talking about these level coaches moving and shifting. It sounds like a big splash hire. It's really not. I mean, it's Billy Gillespie's quite happy at Tarleton right now. And we saw his trajectory go from the roof to the basement, obviously.
Absolutely.
And I think Joseph Jones is taking over for that program now. I think
Arkansas is a very good basketball school.
But I agree.
There is. I don't even think North Carolina is, you know, you always hear Duke, North Carolina. Those schools, none of them are Kentucky. Kentucky is a standalone program.
Oh, go back even further. Go back to Syracuse and old Villanova.
Sure.
And, you know, you mentioned it earlier, Patino at Providence. I mean, the Big East was where you were supposed to go. And if not, you went to Kentucky.
No, it was, and I think that's the reality. I mean, when I was growing up, there was one basketball power in the whole country, and that was UCLA, and they've never gotten it right since.
No, they haven't.
They've won a national championship or two, but they still can't get it right consistently. That's the key. It's not about getting to the Final Four. It's about being consistent every year. Why was he measured so harshly? Because of his success. I mean, he made four Final Fours in five seasons. Kentucky fans are still haunted by the fact that Cal couldn't finish the 2015 season undefeated. That was the biggest story of the year, and he lost. Chris is up next in South Carolina.
Dean, Paul.
Hey there, Chris.
Paul. How you doing this afternoon?
Chris, I am doing great. By the way, I'm looking at your picture. Why do you have a Tennessee shirt on?
Tennessee, no, Paul. We ain't joking today, Paul.
Ooh.
We ain't joking today, Paul. That's that Clemson orange. You see that, Paul, in the middle of my chest, cocked to the 5 o'clock.
Okay, but I wasn't looking very quickly.
Hold on, Paul. That first guest you had on today, remind me of his name.
Bill Conley.
What did he have Dabo on that list?
I didn't see Dabo on that list.
Hey man, you see that foul?
You know, Chris, I don't know. I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but Dabo is yesterday's news.
Hold on, Paul. I'm getting to you, but I want you to grab that foul on the corner of your desk right there that says Jeff, and the ESPN announcers that's trash. Add his name to that foul for me, because I'm telling you, man, how can you leave Dabo out of any list in college football? Any list? That's what I don't understand. I mean, like,
I respect Dabo. I like him, but the game has passed him by. You know that.
Game passed him by. Okay, Paul. How is it passed him by?
How? Do you watch Clemson football?
Oh, three seasons. We just came off a great run.
Great run. You went 8-4.
We're real building. Man, I said we just came off some great runs.
Well, no,
now we rebuild.
Hey, John Calipari came off some great runs too, but he now has a new job.
Well, remember that first season you're talking about, that the national champions that you think is so great, Kirby Smart. They only beat us by a touchdown. And we gave it to them by throwing an interception.
Yeah.
They only scored 3 points on offense. So remember that season. You got to count that season too.
When you guys are yelling no mas in Atlanta in a couple of months, and the fans are pouring out of the stadium when you're down by 3 touchdowns, you're going to be dreaming about that tight game a couple of years ago in Charlotte.
Dreaming about it. I tell you, is that what we're going to be doing? We're going to be sitting there and saying, we want Bama. We want Bama. You have a nice day, Paul.
I mean, you guys lost three games in four. I mean, what was amazing about last season is that when you beat Notre Dame at home, I think, and Dabo celebrated like he had just won another national championship. We're late for a break. More to come. More on the hiring of Mark Pope at Kentucky. That's correct, in case you're just getting off work or into your car. That is the new Kentucky coach, Mark Pope. From BYU.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's HIMS.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Welcome back as we continue. Dave is in Jersey. Hey, Dave, go right ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Paul. How's everything going with you?
Great. Thank you.
I have two quick topics. One, I'm curious in your travels, what's the furthest or most unexpected place you've run into another volunteer?
Probably London.
Not that. My record is Hobart, Tasmania.
Oh, my goodness.
My wife and I were walking down the street on vacation, and we hear, "Go Vols."
That is funny.
We had on our Tennessee jackets, and a family behind us of four from Knoxville was wandering down the streets. So that's
that is,
my
well, I think you've got me by a couple thousand miles.
Definitely. Here's my other question. The transfer portal and Tennessee basketball. The first two guys that went, not a big surprise, but Jonas and Toby, I've been impressed in their growth over the last couple of years. I was surprised to see them go. I'm curious, do you think this is a push or a pull situation? Somebody's given them a better offer, or Tennessee's saying maybe the future isn't so bright here? How do you react to
I don't know why they would have been pushed out. I'm with you. I thought they had a great team this year, and I still thought this was one of Tennessee's best shots at a Final Four.
Yeah, they were the two that surprised me. Hopefully we'll find some good ones, but that was just my reaction.
No, I agree with you on that. Dave, really good point. Thanks for the interesting tidbit there. Appreciate it. Joe is in North Carolina. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Paul. First-time caller. Enjoy your show.
Thanks.
You make me laugh when I need a good laugh. I'd like to just applaud some of your callers that aren't UK fans and seem to be so knowledgeable about UK and what's good for them and what's bad for them when they're sitting on the outside. That's awesome. I just can't believe these guys and their knowledge. It's over the top.
Well, how do you feel about the Pope hire?
I was surprised. I'm just hopeful it's going to work out. I just learned this afternoon that there was two guys that Pope wanted to get, but he couldn't get them. But when he signed with UK, they're going to be coming on board. So with the NIL, there's going to be more money coming in. So I think he's going to have a good support around him to get off to a good start. And I think a lot of fans this morning were just losing their minds and thinking this is a dumpster fire. It's getting bigger I think it'll be all right. It'll take him time. But I think he'll be successful with his support group.
Thank you very, very much for the call. Appreciate it. Kevin is in Kentucky. Hey, Kevin.
Hello. First-time caller.
Thank you.
I got a comment and a question. My comment is that I'm glad we hired Pope because he's so excited to come. And I'm sort of glad that we didn't get Billy Donovan because he turned us down twice. And I think if he was to have accepted the third time, it would be because his NBA job's in jeopardy, possibly. I don't know that, but that'd be my guess. So I'm kind of glad we got somebody that's very excited to come. My question is, there's been speculation. I don't think it'll happen, but Reed Shepherd could come back. And I was wondering, and I said it's predicted that Memphis would pick him. If they pick him and he doesn't come back, I mean, he does come back, how does that affect Memphis? I don't know. I was just, does that mean they just lose that pick?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's unlikely that he isn't going to come out, but I think we'll know very quickly here in the next 48 hours. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Ryan is in Hawaii. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, Paul. How are you, man?
This we
is my
are great.
First time calling you. I'm out here making waffles in Hawaii for my kids, and I heard this guy from South Carolina on there telling that he thinks this Calipari hire in Fayetteville because Arkansas is somewhat of a possibly substandard school compared to UK when it comes to basketball. I think it's nonsense. Have you seen how rabid those fans are?
I don't think there's a tougher place to play anywhere than at Bud Walton.
Right, and in the last couple of years, have you seen what Musselman did to Calipari with his recruiting classes?
Absolutely.
So when you bring that talent of recruiting capabilities to the Bud Walton and the money that they got in Northwest Arkansas, I think it's going to be a freaking fantastic hire. And I can't wait to see it, man.
Thank you very much. Well, you know, it's fascinating. I mean, show you where we are. We have Kentucky fan base, Arkansas fan base, both bragging about how much money they have in their NILs. It's a new world, isn't it? I think we already knew that, but it's we got more money than you do. We'll take a break. Speaking of money, Rick Haro, who covers the sports business part of our industry, will join us next. We'll talk to him and more of your phone calls as we continue.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Cap is back Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern, latest on All the Ball. Carl joining us. We just got through listening to John Calipari, and I alluded to this a few minutes ago. It's a new world of intercollegiate athletics when fan bases are bragging that, hey, we got a couple million dollars more in NIL, and so do we. Rick, thanks for the time. Always good to have you on. Just your thoughts on Calipari, who was an institution in Memphis as well as obviously, the University of Kentucky. He takes his wares to Northwest Arkansas, where there's a little bit of money as well.
Look, well, first of all, thanks. By the way, I'm at the Masters, and I thought this was golf, but I have more. There are more SEC flags here. I thought we were watching a golf tournament, but that's another story. I guess there's only one thing better than the SEC today, and that's the Masters. But anyway, speaking of Calipari. I now understand that the going rate for a coach is not just the coaching carousel number, the $6, $7, $8, $9 million annually, but you got to step up to guaranteeing what your NIL budget's going to be and necessarily give control from the collective to the coach. So, you know, the going rate at Arkansas is what, going to be $4 or $5 million. And the argument was Kentucky may not have that A. Or B, he's been coaching for so long with the freshmen, turning him into contenders, that now he needs to make sure that the NIL money is there. And C, he's going to control the budget. And everybody understands that that is not only the new day, but the new day of college athletics.
Speaking of the new day, there's been a lot of litigation going on between the ACC and Clemson and Florida State. I'm not that interested in what's happening in court because most of this stuff moves snail's pace. But Rick, as you look at that ACC situation, ESPN is intertwined into it. look ahead down the road. I mean, you're a Harvard lawyer. How does the ACC find an accommodation with either Clemson and Florida State so they can get back to doing business as opposed to spending their time in court?
Yeah, well, of course, if it were up to the lawyers, you'd want to spend as much time in court as you could because it mucks up the works. But note the 10-page filing. I'm not going to make this legal complaint the most important aspect of your show. But the FSU lawyers use the language that says after FSU exit the ACC. They didn't even talk about, you know, what it's going to take to keep them there. Clemson was a little bit conciliatory. FSU was a little bit combative. The issues are the same, the contract, the expectation. Is it too large? It's a $500 million dispute. And at the end of the day, what it signals is it's going to take a hell of a long time to get back to normal. The SEC and the ACC both have significant dollars pre- and post-conference realignment. But now we understand that it's fair game for every lawyer that represents everybody in every conference to take a look at the grant of rights, the exit dollars, and the negotiation of how it's been done. And some say now the contracts are not as important as they used to be. Knowing the contract law that I was teaching, you always say it isn't so, but maybe contracts are made to be broken.
Greg, before you go, you mentioned being in Augusta. For those of us who are working inside today, tell us not so much about the golf. We can see that on TV. Tell us about the schmoozing that goes on at the Oak Tree and in the cabins, in the parties off campus. What's it all about being at the Masters from your world?
Yeah, no, I Tiger made 24 cuts. This is my 24th, and it's amazing the history here. 40-mile-an-hour winds are not going to deter us. Everybody understands the commerce happens under the Oak Tree. The rookies, patrons, are the ones who walk around in high heels. They carry the merchandise bags 24/7. They don't check the stuff. But the bottom line is, yesterday and the day before were the two highest private jet landing days at Augusta International Airport. Tells you about the corporate stuff. It doesn't happen on this side of Washington Road. It happens on the other side. All of the clubs, Club Magnolias and the others, corporate hospitality tents, basically funded for 52 weeks on the back of 1 week, mortgages and otherwise. And the schmoozing post-COVID is more prolific than ever.
So, Rick, give us a list of the five biggest celebrities you've bumped into or seen.
Wow, that's a pretty good one. It's interesting. We've seen Will Levis here. You've seen Sean McManus, who is a celebrity because, remember, his father called the first Masters, Jim McKay, in 1956 when I was just one. Mark Lazarus, we would say he's a celebrity. I know these are the administrative types of guys, but I'm here day one. You ask me next week, I'll give you a full list.
Rick Harl joining us from Augusta. Many, many thanks. Let's go to John next in St. Louis. Hey, John, go right ahead.
Hey, Paul. How you doing today?
We're doing great, John. Thank you.
Good, good. Anyway, real quick here, I'm a big Mizzou football and basketball season ticket holder, and I can just tell the rest of SEC Nation that I really don't feel so bad based on what UK hired. I mean, this is a shocker. And for an elite program that's been elite since the 50s to go out and hire a up-and-comer from essentially almost a mid-major program in Utah, I mean, give me a break. I mean, I just can't believe it that there was a half a dozen other people out there that they couldn't have hired besides the names that were thrown about for the last week or so. It's just it's a shocker, and I feel for the fans because I don't think he will perform as well as Coach Cal by far, and I don't know what else to say about it, but that's my opinion outside.
From a guttural reaction, it is a shocking hire. I know a lot of the same people who were being critical yesterday are now getting behind it. But, John, I understand that. Fans are supposed to coalesce around their school. They don't like to speak out of school. But it's a baffling hire. And the next 48 hours will say a lot about how quickly he can start to forget the fans. Those aren't the important people. It's the players. You know, what can he bring into the
program? I wish the guy well. I hope he takes him to the tournament and develops a great program. But I just didn't think like everybody said, and like you've touched on, his experience level hasn't shown that. I mean, he hasn't won a tournament game, and he didn't play in that tough of a league out there out west. So anyway, that's all I had today, Paul. You
Thank
have a good
you very
weekend.
Much, John, I appreciate it. And by the way, I don't know the answer to this question. And this doesn't make him a good or bad hire. I trust Mitch Barnhart to know what he's doing. He's one of the best ADs in the country. But I just wonder, has Mark Pope been under consideration anywhere else other than Kentucky? There's been a million openings this year. Was he considered for those? Or is he getting this job primarily because he was a captain on a Kentucky basketball team? We'll take a short break. More to come, more of your phone calls, and Chris Doering later on to preview some of the spring games tomorrow, right after that.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Marty and McGee will join us, you can join them, tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. We are back, and it broke late last night, and it was officially announced today that Mark Pope, the head coach at Brigham Young, that is correct, with no NCAA tournament victories to his credit, is the new coach at the University of Kentucky. He was a captain on the 96 team 28 years ago, team that won the national championship. Great team, by the way, under Rick Pitino. And he is the new coach, and a lot of reaction coming in today, to say the least. Adam is up next in North Carolina. Hello, Adam.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
We are doing great, thank you.
So I got a question for you. Why do you think so many people hesitated on taking the Kentucky job?
I don't know, because I may be naive enough to still think it's a great job, but clearly I think a couple of things. Nate Oates was a difficult hire because of an $18 million buyout. Hurley was simply, he was not leaving. I think they offered Dan Hurley the moon, and he said no. Billy Donovan's the wild card. I don't know what went down there. Whether they ever, got to another list or not. Obviously Scott Drew. I mean, I think Scott Drew was the one that did them in, because he was the obvious choice. Even though I don't think Scott Drew was like the greatest choice in the world, it was still, the guy still won a national championship. And when he said no, I think it sent shockwaves through college basketball. And a lot of people basically said, you know what, I don't want that job. And then I think Mitch Barnhart just said, you know what, I got to bring somebody in here. And he went to a place he knew he could get. How could you not get Pope out of BYU? I mean, who else was trying to hire him?
Yeah. No, that makes sense. But do you think that the reason Scott Drew said no is because of the amount of pressure that's on him to take that job, and not only take it, but take Kentucky to deep into the NCAA tournament, because he's got a national title year in and year out. Baylor's one of the best teams in college basketball, as they were this year, and the best conference in the country. So, I mean, for him not to take the job is a shock.
Well, he's got – well, first of all, Adam, he's got a national championship. He also has a good lifestyle. He's a very religious guy. He likes it there. It's like, you know, Kalen DeBoer. Why did he take the Alabama job? Because he wanted the challenge. And that's what you do. You take the Kentucky job because you want to be at the best. And Scott Drew said, I don't need that. Hurley doesn't need it because he's already, you know, got two national championships. What I don't understand is why they didn't go to another list. I mean, they swung big and they missed. And I think, there's no other way to say it, that Kentucky settled for Mark Pope.
I don't know. I don't think Mark Pope's a bad hire, because, I mean, if you look at his record when he was at BYU, you take away his first year, he did very well.
Obviously, Adam, listen,
any NCAA tournament win.
He's a good hire for a lot of places, but, I mean, he got the Kentucky job for one reason. He went there. He played there.
That is true.
And
that is true.
I mean, I don't have any doubt he's a good basketball coach, and he may do very well. But you know, it's still very baffling. Nate Oates, nobody had ever heard of him when he got the Alabama job. So, I mean, that's always the point of reference. Is this as good a hire as Nate Oates? Well, Nate Oates had a better record in the NCAA tournament. The one mistake ADs usually make is they hire that guy who has the big first round upset. The unemployment lines are littered with basketball coaches who beat someone they weren't supposed to on day one of the tournament and then never went anywhere ever again. Let's get back to the calls, and Anthony is in Kentucky. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, Paul. How you doing today, buddy?
We're doing great. Thank you.
I'm a second-time caller, and I just want to tell you, we love your show here in Kentucky. And
thank you.
I grew up watching Joe B. Hall, and, you know, I think they run John Calipari out of Kentucky. But that's my opinion.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, I think that certainly was the perception, and that's what scared some people away.
I'm a big fan of Kentucky basketball, and you know, I love Alabama too. I think Mark Pope is, you know, below the standards. I remember watching him, but, you know, I think he'll do all right. But I'll get off here, and I just want to call you and tell you you've done a great job.
Thank you very much, Anthony. I'm most impressed by Mark Pope that he got in med school. He was going to medical school, and he decided to walk away. This is a very smart guy. Does that translate? I have no idea. Just because he could, you know, out-test John Calipari doesn't mean he's going to win a national championship and go to multiple Final Fours. Thank you for the call. Let's check in with Kevin next in Florida. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Paul. Kevin down here in Florida. When I was in the Air Force, my call sign was blue because I bleed so blue. I remember growing up listening to K-Wood as a little boy on a transistor radio laying in my bed, and when Kentucky would lose in the tournament, I would cry myself to sleep because there was going to be no more tomorrow. That's how far back I go. I want to talk about three people, but first I want to address your comment about the list, and I really disagree with you. I don't think Mitch had the long list. I know all the media and pundits have a big speculation list, but I don't think he had as long a list as what people think. And when it came down to Billy Donovan, with the way that the portal and everything is, and him not having a coaching staff and being out for so long, it would have been a bad hire because he would have basically had to start a program all over from scratch. And I don't think he's as knowledgeable right now as what he should be to take over a program like Kentucky. But with that said, first of all, I want to talk about Calipari. And Calipari, they say you need to run to something, not from something. And everything that basically looking at his body language and the way that he was acting, Calipari ran from Kentucky. He didn't run to Arkansas. And he's been unwilling to change, and he's going to do the same thing down there. So as far as I'm concerned, they can have him. Second person is Mitch Barnhart. You know, Mitch Barnhart is the Kentucky athletic director, and a lot of people give him grief. He's not the director of basketball operations for the men, and he basically gave most all that to Calipari to let him run it, and we see what happened.
Yeah, you're right.
The last 10 years. Mitch is done when you look at the other sports, and a lot of people think he's hit a home run with our new women's coach. He's done pretty good. Kentucky is an overall good school when it comes to most sports. Our baseball team is rocking it right now. So
no, listen, you know, Mitch is considered one of the great coaches. Hey, Kevin, thank you. We're about out of time. The one thing I if you're looking for a really big positive on Pope, here's what I think he'll do. I think he will bring the family together like it hasn't been in a while. That is important, especially in NIL. The one thing Cal didn't do, Cal cared about his players. That's all you ever heard him talk about. My players, NBA, first round, my guys, my this, my that. Kentucky basketball was always infinitely bigger than Cal, except Cal always thought he was bigger than the program. It's the richest tradition in college basketball. And I think what you're going to see is all those players who used to be part of that, who got shut out by Cal, are going to come back and make a major contribution.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.